Good afternoon. Skies will continue to clear out with more sunshine through the second half of the day today. A persistent and at times gusty northwest wind flow, though, will continue to push temperatures downward through the afternoon. And some places that are still in the 20s will drop back into the teens, and locations that are already in the teens will go back down into the single digits before sunset. Also, with that gusty wind, wind chill values will go to zero and below by the end of the day. The wind will tend to die out after sunset tonight. With a fresh snowpack and clear skies, temperatures will drop quickly. Most locations will go down to 5 to 15 below overnight, and a high deck of clouds will stream in, and that would limit some of the free-falling readings. If the skies stay clear overnight, readings will be even lower. So most of us waking up below zero tomorrow morning. With high pressure in control, it'll be a dry but cold day. We'll have more sunshine tomorrow afternoon, but highs will only be in the teens. A weak disturbance will head in our direction for Saturday with light snow or snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. At this point, a slow-moving disturbance will slide down the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic coast for the second half of the weekend. Right now, it looks like this system will stall out along the coast to our south for Monday, keeping light to moderate snow going for an extended period of time. Several inches of snow could add up between Sunday and Monday until the storm departs, with high temperatures both days near 20. Leftover snow showers, especially in New England on Tuesday. Otherwise, it'll become windy and remain cold in the lower 20s before we dry it out completely midweek next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and highs back into the middle 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weather system that is tapping into abundant moisture in the Pacific Ocean will bring moderate to heavy rainfall into the Pacific Northwest and Northern California through the weekend. Some areas could see in excess of 10 inches of rain through early Saturday, and flash flood watches are in effect from San Francisco north into the southwestern corner of Oregon. Wind will also be an issue as this storm moves inland, especially over the higher terrain. High wind warnings and wind advisories have been issued as well for wind gusts as high as 70 miles per hour. Meanwhile, wind chill advisories are in effect for tonight and into tomorrow morning from here in parts of the northeast into the northern Appalachian Mountains for wind chill values as low as 25 below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and also at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 25 below zero at Jordan, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow this morning, then increasing sunshine, temperatures starting in the mid-30s, then falling through the 20s by the end of the day. Boston, light snow this morning, then clearing, with temperatures starting in the mid-30s, then falling through the 20s as well by the end of the day. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers and temperatures holding in the lower teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 59, set in 1890, and the record low, 15 below zero in 1918. Sunrise this morning, 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:13 p.m., 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly to mostly sunny skies today, windy with temperatures continuing to fall through the teens and single digits to near zero by the end of the day. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, 10 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, windy with temperatures falling through the 20s by sunset. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows 0 to 5 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies today, windy with temperatures falling through the teens and into the single digits by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, windy with temperatures falling through the teens and into the single digits by sunset. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and windy through the afternoon. Temperatures continuing to fall through the teens and into the single digits by the end of the day. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight. Lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds in the morning, then sunshine in the afternoon, remaining very cold in the teens. Cloudy with light snow or snow showers Saturday in the mid-20s. Snow likely Sunday and Monday, both days near 20. Leftover snow showers Tuesday, blustery and cold in the lower 20s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-20s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayana.